Admit it. We all drive a little too fast at times. It's fun. Sure, most of us don't get to drive through the streets of Monaco at 200 miles per hour in a Formula One race car, but if we could... Here's commentator Erica Monroe Kane.
I wanted to drive fast. Really fast. I wanted to drive faster than I ever had before. I wanted to be selfish and indulgent. I wanted to forget responsibility and the trappings of who I am, and just have it be me and the car. The year before had been intense. I had had the incredible highs of becoming a mother and all the wondrous moments that brought. This was followed quickly and cruelly by a terrifying diagnosis of cancer. And in both extremes, my life and my experiences were not really about me. Even in the worst moments, all that was happening was truly about my new and now vulnerable little family. Because as every parent knows, your life is not your own. I had a baby to care for and to think about. A baby who at that moment needed to be convinced to drink from a bottle, since my radiation-tainted breast milk really wouldn't do. Fortunately, my cancer was contained. The following months of recovery, I moved on to the more common challenges, those of a parent balancing a full-time, demanding, and unforgiving job. Yes, I was rewarded by my choices. And sure, I was still me, a loving mother, a dedicated professional. But where was the other side of me? The side that was bold, that was rebellious, the side that was fearless. And it was for this that I went to the Chicagoland Speedway. I wanted to be a woman who could, would, and should race into the curve, catapulting onto the straightaway. I wanted to be gloriously, indulgently me. I wanted to live a few precious laps as a race car driver in a Formula One car. There were 20 of us in racing school that day, 19 men and me, the only woman on the racetrack. Our instructor told us to trust the car, that G-forces would hold it onto the track. I realized that everything here was engineered for speed. Wearing an asbestos suit, fiberglass hood, and racing helmet, I climbed into what looks like every child's dream of a race car, my car, number 13. It was my time. I had a second of forgetting everything the trainers had said, and then I hit the gas. As the car sped up, the sound literally thundered around me. I moved off the apron onto the track. The car felt so powerful. I remembered the trainer telling me not to make any quick movements, that everything should be smooth. For a moment, I was afraid to turn the wheel. Then, with my face set and my eyes locked onto the track, I guided the car forward. I drove very fast, even in lap one. I could sense the speed and the risk in the small movements of the car. Then I began to feel the car, to feel how it was responding. I relaxed and began to take control. Going into lap two, I got a green flag indicating that I could go faster. I couldn't believe it. I seemed so near the pace car, and we'd been warned in training about driving too close, but I did not need to be asked twice. I closed in. As intense concentration turned to exhilaration, I could feel my car yearning forward, full of power and wanting to move. I raced, fully accelerated into the curve, up onto the banked track, flying above everything else, feeling that this is what my car was meant to do, and feeling the clarity of living completely in that moment. I flew around the track, this time riding high up along the stands, thrilled as I watched them rush by. I imagined seeing faces flip like slides, quickly but distinctly, capturing the expressions of the standing, cheering fans, who in a beautiful blur would remind you that your life is rare and that you are lucky. What I found was, I am not afraid. 140 isn't fast enough. And that other person, she's still in there.
Commentator Erica Monroe Kane.